Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty. Let's head right out to Steve Mariucci. Steve Mariucci is brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. And Steve, speaking of excellence, I got to ask you about the 49ers' defensive performance on Saturday. What'd you think about it?
Wow. Yeah, you're talking about really, really showing up and making life rough on Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook. And that was a heck of a game. It was not as close as I thought it was going to be. And that defense really came to play, didn't they? They got healthy, right? It was great to have Dee Ford back and Vaughn Alexander. And they all hands on deck for that game. And boy, did they show up,
Steve! When you watch a game like Saturday, and so much is focused on the quarterback, is there a quarterback that could have done better, let's say, than Kirk Cousins, or is that a game where, you know what, anybody could have been quarterback in the Vikings and they would have been in a lot of trouble?
No, I think, you know, maybe the more mobile quarterbacks would have had a better chance of keeping some plays alive, because when receivers got gloved, and they were, there was a lot of coverage sacks, you know, and maybe some escapability would have helped. If it's Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson, those kinds of guys who get out of trouble and then extend the plays and run or make throws from the run. Kirk Cousins is not that guy. He's a pocket passer, and, he wasn't able to leave. And when people weren't open, you know, he was sacked. They got there.
Mooch, all week long, you know, I thought it was going to be a Jimmy Garoppolo game because the Vikings' stout defense and Mike Zimmer were going to shut the Niners' run game down. But guess what? It didn't happen. How shocked were you that the Niners were able to do what they want on the ground?
Yeah, and it's funny to see it. If you don't know what running back with the Niners is going to be the feature back, because, you know, Kyle will stay with the guy with the hot hand, and Tevin Coleman gets 105 yards rushing, and you get 186 overall, like you said, against a really stout run defense. The Vikings were the top, three or four in the league, and they still had their way. And that's that creativity in the different kind of run game than, say, the Tennessee Titans. You see them with big Derrick Henry, smash mouth, running the zone play both ways and a little bit of lead draw. Well, the 49ers are more creative in the run game than that. You know, they're running a lot, they're pulling guys and they're trapping and they're running counter and they're misdirection and they're running all kinds of things inside and outside. Very hard to stop. And if they ever get that running game going, look out. They're just really unstoppable.
Yeah, no doubt, Mooch. Not a lot of explosives, but 5 yards to carry. I mean, they were running the ball right down their throats. Yeah. I was shocked by that. Let's look at the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought he started out on fire. 5 of 6 on that opening drive. Niners take the lead. You don't see any playoff nerves. Thought he hit a couple nice third downs to Deebo Samuel to get that second touchdown there. Looking at Jimmy Garoppolo's performance, what did you see from the quarterback? Did you see any nerves? Did you have any issues with the way he played Saturday afternoon against the Vikes?
No, he was steady. And, you know, that opening drive was a statement. You know, the Niners, when they score on the opening drive, they win. And so they just caught everybody's attention. And you know, they didn't have to rely on Jimmy G. He was only, 11 out of 19 for 131 yards. You'd kind of like that, you know, because you're playing defense and you're running the football and you're throwing when you want to. And I like him on the move. He's an improved quarterback from the pocket, but he's so good with their movement and keep package off all of those runs. That's where he's dangerous, because Kyle Shanahan can scheme you up pretty darn well and get guys open. As far as Kittle's concerned, you know, he only had 3 catches for 16 yards, but, Emmanuel Sanders had a couple of real timely catches early. And so they distribute the ball well in the passing game, but the good news is they don't have to use it a lot.
Steve, the 49ers blew out the Packers about midway through the season. And I guess in terms of a motivation, maybe you'd want your team to lose to the team you're playing. Is there a challenge as a head coach to play in a team that you just absolutely blew out of the building a second time?
I'd rather play a team that I've already beaten.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But you're right. They blew them out 37-8. It was a non game. It was a blowout. It was a boat race. It was a beatdown. But you know what? Packers haven't lost since. And so, you know, you're talking about, you know, it was a tough day at the office for Aaron Rodgers. I want to say they were 1 out of 15 on third down. They just couldn't do anything right. And, you know, he got sacked on their own 2-yard line and led to an early touchdown. And it was one of those bad games. The Packers are better than that right now. They'll play better on offense with Aaron Rodgers, but their defense has really picked up a little bit. You know, the Smith brothers, Za'Darius and Preston Smith, were really good acquisitions for them this offseason. And they're the only duo in the league that's got over 12 sacks in the regular season each. And they both had a couple against Russell Wilson. So they're an improved team. 49er fans know this. You're going to see a different Packer team showing up. It's a much improved and more confident team this time around.
Mooch, I'm running out of adjectives and superlatives to describe Bosa, but does he remind you of anybody? Because I'm telling the fellas here, he is a star in the making, and they just hit a grand slam drafting him.
He reminds me of his brother. I mean, they're two pieces. And they got their motors always running. It's high velocity, and, you know, he's when he lines up, you got to know where he is, but then you go, oh yeah, they got all these other guys, we got to know where they are too. And then sometimes they put him on the inside over a guard, and he's just one of those animals that just keeps playing hard and chasing you down. And even if you block him initially, he's got relentless pursuit, and they can afford to do that. They can play hard like that because they alternate those guys. And all those five first-rounders are incredible. We haven't seen a defensive line like this in the league in a long time. And so that really helps those linebackers and secondary people out in coverage. They're making a lot of this run stops with the front. They're not having to blitz to put pressure on the quarterback. They're getting there with a four-man rush. And but, you know, lead the way with Bosa, because that guy is he's a keeper.
No, there's no doubt, Mooch. He's going to get paid as well. I want to talk about the other playoff games here. We saw some action yesterday with Kansas City and Houston. Kansas City down 24-0. They come back and win and throw a 50 on the Texans. But then the biggest shocker of the weekend was probably Tennessee at Baltimore. What did you take away from that game? Because, man, Tennessee has a team. They look like a team of destiny right now, Mooch. They run the football. They stop the run. They hit you in the secondary. And Tannehill's not making mistakes.
How about that organization, guys? They're 9-7 4 years in a row, which is all right. I mean, it's all right. And all of a sudden, they trade quarterback, or they get a Ryan Tannehill in there and drop Marcus Mariota, who they drafted early. And they made a switch there, and they say, we're going to be physical, play defense, run the football with our beast, Derrick Henry. And they go into Foxborough, which is a tough out. They don't lose playoff games. They don't lose many games at all. And they beat the GOAT with Tom Brady. And then they beat the number one seed, the Ravens, who we all thought were unstoppable, because that offense with Lamar Jackson, Greg Roman running that offense, is really unusual and hard to defend. But they went in there at both places and punched them right in the mouth. This is a throwback team. They're like, if a team takes on the personality of its coach, it's the Tennessee Titans, because Vrabel's a throwback too. And so they're the team, the unexpected team that seems to be the on a mission, the Cinderella team. I don't know. They don't look like Cinderella. They look like, I don't know, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't know. These guys are tough guys. So it's going to be fun to watch and play the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are a team that, I don't know how you stop those guys. They scored 7 touchdowns in a row after they get down 24-0. Then they go, wait a minute, we need to start scoring. Okay, 7 touchdowns in a row. And to put a 50-burger on the Texans, man, if they don't fumble a punt and get a punt blocked and have a couple of miscues in the special teams, they might score 70. I mean, this is a real dangerous team. And Andy Reid, I'm really proud of him. And if you guys got to know Patrick Mahomes, you'd love the kid. He's just a gem on and off the field. And So that's going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be excitement offense against this hard-nosed, smash-mouth Derrick Henry offense.
Real quick, Mooch, I know you don't like to criticize head coaches, but Bill O'Brien yesterday, I thought the mistake he made was 4th-and-1. You burn a timeout. You kick the field goal. I thought he should have gone for it. And then the fake punt there later in that second quarter really gave the momentum to Kansas City. Did you have an issue with the way Bill O'Brien managed that game yesterday at Arrowhead?
You know what? You know, his thinking, and I didn't talk to Bill after the game or any of those things, but I'm trying to, you know, you try to figure, I thought they were going to go for it for sure, the 4th-and-short. And then after the timeout, just changed their mind. Or, you know, I thought at least come and try to freeze them and make them jump offside to get a free first down. And they went and kicked it. That's fine. All right. But then the fake punt, I'd like to study that again, because I coach special teams at 4 different teams. And if you have a fake punt on, you give the personal protector the right to say, check, kick. And that, I don't like the look we're getting. It's not what we hoped for. Just punt the damn thing, okay? Well, the guy stayed with it. He stayed with it. And he had an unblocked guy, Sorensen, made a heck of a play on a 4th-and-3. And that was kind of a gutsy call to make when you're up so much. But then, of course, Chiefs went in and scored. So those are maybe he felt, hey, we don't have enough points on the board. We got to keep scoring against this juggernaut, even though they have a big goose egg right now. We want to keep scoring points, and we're going to take chances if we need to.
Steve, thank you so much, as always, and look forward to talking to you next Monday.
All right, guys. This is going to be a doozy, this 49er-Packer game. Ooh. Wow.
Can't wait. Can't wait, Mooch.
All right, that's Steve Mariucci, brought to you by Gelati Construction. Steve Mariucci.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.